From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The new U.S. president gets to work changing the direction of the government. The Trump administration is moving quickly to implement new foreign and domestic policies and reverse old ones. During the first official briefing on Monday, the new White House press secretary revealed some areas in which the new administration may be taking a different approach. The story from White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
President Donald Trump wasted no time unraveling key foreign policy positions, from withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
What we want is fair trade. And we're going to treat countries fairly, but they have to treat us fairly.
To signaling a potential shift on working with Russia, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer left open the possibility of joint military action in Syria.
I think if there's a way that we can combat ISIS with any country, whether it's Russia or anyone else, and we have a shared national interest in that, sure, we'll take it.
And on tensions involving the territorial disputes in the South China Sea, Spicer said the U.S. will ensure its interests are protected in international waters. He did not say if the administration believes those waters include areas China has claimed. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
The U.S. Senate continued Monday to fill President Trump's national security team by confirming his pick for CIA director, Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo. Confirmed by an overwhelming vote of 66-32, Pompeo joins Defense Secretary John Mattis and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly in the fledgling Trump administration. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Supreme Court ruled today that Parliament must approve plans to trigger that country's exit from the European Union. Supreme Court President David Neuberger announced the 8-3 decision, saying it was based on the view that withdrawing from the EU would cut off a source of British law and change rights enjoyed by British citizens.
The referendum is of great political significance, but the Act of Parliament which established it did not say what should happen as a result. So any change in the law to give effect to the referendum must be made in the only way permitted by the UK Constitution, namely by an Act of Parliament. To proceed otherwise would be a breach of settled constitutional principles stretching back many centuries.
The British Prime Minister Theresa May's government had wanted her to be able to use executive powers to invoke Article 50 of the EU's treaty in order to begin the withdrawal. Attorney General Jeremy Wright said after the ruling, the government will comply with the judgment and do all it can to implement it. Peace talks between the Syrian government and rebel groups continued Tuesday in Kazakhstan after an opening day in which officials said there was no major breakthrough. The official said the talks in Astana, backed by Russia and Turkey, did not feature direct negotiations, but rather the two sides communicated indirectly through mediators. The negotiations are focusing on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December, a truce that has largely held. After the first of several rounds of Monday's meeting, Syria's UN ambassador Bashar Ja'afari accused the opposition of not acting responsibly. He criticized allegations that Syrian military operations in the Wadi Barada area outside of Damascus were in violation of the ceasefire. Syria has said Islamist militants from the group formerly known as the Nusra Front are involved in the fighting, which has affected the water supply in the Syrian capital. Ja'afari said because the Islamist group is not covered by the ceasefire, anyone who defends the group is on the wrong side. The new Gambian president, Adama Barrow, has selected as his vice president a woman who was key in helping unite the country's opposition parties against former leader Yahya Jammeh. The choice of Fatoumata Tambajang comes as preparations continue for Barrow to return to Gambia from neighboring Senegal, where he was sworn into office last week as Jammeh refused to leave office. Jammeh left Gambia on Saturday under threat of military action by the West African bloc ECOWAS. The former president had refused to accept Barrow's victory on December 1st.
That's the latest world news from VOA.